And our attitude was, all these people who listen to comedy on the way in the morning, they're driving home from work. Why can't there be a comedy show in the afternoons? No one, it was considered a foolish idea. And so we started doing, it was the first kind of comedy drive show. And it was great because you didn't have to, even on breakfast, you kind of have to do what the main story is that day. People still want topical information and news and weather. In the afternoons, they don't care. We used to always say, if the main story is Robert Downey Jr. pulling over covered in imaginary rats, which it was done day, that is the main story on our show, whether it's the biggest story in the country or not. And so that was the, there was, and Martin Malloy had this odd combination. People always compare us to Hamish and Andy. I'm told Martin Malloy is the second most successful radio show of the last century, John Law's being the first. We always say the most successful afternoon radio show. But it was quite satirical, and it had a go at politicians. There was a lot of comedy about politics, and originally Paul Keating was the Prime Minister, then John Howard. During those years, we had a lot of, there were a lot of Pauline Hanson, the rise of Pauline Hanson. We did a lot of comedy about that. Hamish and Andy, who I love and are more successful than they were, they're so likable. You don't hear sketches about Tony Abbott on Hamish and Andy. So it wasn't, we weren't trying to be super likable. And it was really a lot of pre-recorded sketches, again, like The Breakfast Show, really elaborate, scripted. We would get in at 10 in the morning. We had a shed on the roof of Fox FM that was craned up on there, a construction worker's shed for us to work out of because there was no room for us in the building because of the merger. And we would get in at 10 in the morning and write all day, never. And this was the, on The Late Show, me and Mick had written together. And so when we did those openings of The Late Show, even though we're acting like, I didn't know you were going to say that, you have to, because the cameramen have to know when you have to over-rehearse everything so they'll know when to cut. But on radio, we would never tell each other what we were going to say. So I go, if you got something on that, you're going to say something, and you just go, yeah, I'm going to do something about how much that thing is, the Olympic venue's costing. Great. Well, I've got something about the guy who's going to be the charge of the committee. Great. Then I'll do this. So we never knew, so that the laughing wouldn't be fake, because there's nothing worse than that fake laughing. And then the other thing we did that I think one of the big innovations and has become the curse of radio is we did a thing called Radio Gladiators, which is where we would think of a topic and they would be silly topics. Often it would be call in with the worst accent on a TV show that you've heard, or it would just be call us up with your worst, what happened on the weekend that was so bad. Now that's every show. We call it, call us up with, if you got a funny story. We used to call it do our, you remember on the Grill Team, Eddie McGuire's show had a thing called Make Us Laugh. So we did a parody one called Do Our Job. And you're going, but we never did it to fill in time. We did it to, because our policy, our thing was always, when you're doing a lot of pre-recorded sketches, you don't want it to sound like a hermetically sealed club. You want to make the audience feel part of it as well. So we would do, okay, what's an idea for the new Olympic anthem? And we would do a lot of jokes we'd written, and then people would call up with their own ones. And what it did was, it, at the end of the hour, you go, oh, there's people in the real world who are part of the fun as well. It's become the curse of that. To this day, radio programmers say, oh, Radio Gladiators is like the great innovation of radio because it's people calling with their own stories. And we're going, that's not what we ever wanted it to be. We would do things like every cup day, people would have to call in and do a song in the style of a race call. You know, it's really, and people would love getting into that. Jesse's girl, I wish I could be Jesse's girl. You know, you just do it. It was a funny idea, but it was always comedy first. It wasn't let's slack off and put our feet up and let the audience do the work.